Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Stretch forth your mighty hand, bless today in a special way.
Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the Spirit of God prevail. We pray that you will move in a mighty way, oh Lord. Oh, my God, let some soul be blessed today. Let some soul be strengthened in the name of Jesus. And those that are designed to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, we pray that you will touch today, that you will bless, and that you will fill them, oh Lord, with your Spirit. Oh, my God, move every way that is not like you, everything that is contrary to your will. We pray that you will cast it out. We are seeking to serve you in the beauty of holiness. Help us today, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you will lead us and guide us and show us the way that you would have us to go. We don't want to go in our own way or in our own will, but we are seeking to please you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, continue to go with us and stand by us. Bless every listener. Look on the speaker of the hour. We pray that you will touch and bless her. And, oh, Lord, send your word and your anointing. Let the word of God go out, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on all your people everywhere. Those that are going through tests and trials, those that are going through this time of bereavement, the Carr family, we pray that you continue to touch them and give them strength. Lift that burden in the name of Jesus. Give them courage to go on. Help them to seek your face and to find you in their lives. Help today, oh Lord, and those who may be traveling over the highways and the airways, we pray that you will go with them, that you will bless and keep them, that they may be able to arrive back home to their destinations. And we pray that you will go with us and stand by us, ever lead us on the victory, and we will give thy name the praise. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And at this time, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We welcome you to the show. And we're going to have our opening scripture from the 100 number of Psalm. Psalm 100. I'm reading from the King James Version. And it reads, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading of the 100th number of Psalm in its entirety of 5 verses. Praise the Lord. Once again, we just want to welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show for the benefit of those of you who are listening for the first time. I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, which is located here in Baltimore, Maryland, and is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated, located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. is our president. Amen. We thank God for him, for our leader. Praise the Lord. And I just want to take this time to give you the invitation to join our broadcast if you feel that you would like to give remarks after the Word of God, or you have a testimony or a song to sing. You can tune in right now, and the number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946408. Amen. Praise the Lord. So again, if you have a burning testimony, words of encouragement, or just something that the Lord laid on your heart and you want to share it, please feel free to use our guest call-in line. That number again is 978-990-5270. Access code 7946408. Also, if you have a prayer request, a special prayer request you want us to pray, we'll pray for you right now. You're welcome to use that guest call-in line. Amen. And I just wanted to mention that our show air every Friday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to the broadcast by phone by dialing 319-527-6763. Again, 319-527-6763. Or you can listen to the broadcast by going online to the website www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title One School. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can go online or you can call in by phone. If you would like to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, you can use our email address by emailing us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. PrayerWorks Ministry, the number 100@gmail.com. You can send us postal mail to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Or you can text or call in a prayer request, 410-209-7503. We also want to mention on our prayer list to please continue in prayer for the Carr family. Also, let us pray for Jasmine Jackson and her family. She lost her father, I believe. She buried him on Thursday, and I just found out about it. So let us pray for her and for that bereaved family. Also, let us continue in prayer for Stephen and Terrell and the entire Allen family and for all of those who are on our prayer list. I won't call all the names right now, but we have a list where names are on there with prayer requests, and we are yet in prayer for each one. We want you to know that we are yet praying for you. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the announcements. And now at this time, we're going to hear some words of encouragement from Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I thank God for this opportunity. We want to encourage every listener and the people of God to continue to look to the Lord and let us just enter into the house of the Lord with thanksgiving and give some praise unto the Lord God of our salvation. We need to be thankful unto him and bless his name because he's good and his mercy is from everlast to everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. So let us look to the Lord, whatever situation you may be going through, whatever is going on in your life or in your situation, just give it over to the Lord. He knows how to work it out. And we continue to give God's name praise because in the midst of it all, he's still good to us. We can't deny that. The Lord is still good to us regardless of what kind of a situation or what kind of problem you might be having. He is still good in all things. And that's why the Bible says, in all things, give thanks. And that's what I want to do. Give thanks unto the Lord for his goodness and mercy toward me. So we encourage you to continue to look to the Lord. Keep praising him. Don't stop praising. You may be being tested and tried, but don't stop praising God. God bless you. And at this time, we want to hear the word of God. We're going to introduce to you, maybe some might not know, but we're going to introduce Evangelist Sheila Hameen, the pastor of Holy Temple, Tamora, Maryland, as she comes forth to break the bread of life. God bless you, Daniel.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging words and also for the introduction. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. We humble ourselves before you and we ask, God, that you will speak to our hearts. Lord, minister unto us. Open our ears, our spiritual ears, that we may hear your word, O God, and open our hearts that we may receive your word and capture it in our hearts. O Lord Jesus, we believe you right now and we count it as done and we thank you, Lord. Praise your name. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us prepare to go to the Word of God, and I'll be speaking from the King James Version Bible. The scriptures for today are Genesis, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 13, Genesis 6, 1 through 13, Ephesians 4, 17 through 24. Praise the Lord. I'll start with Genesis, the 6th chapter, 1 through 13. And the Bible reads, "And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God said that the wickedness, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth." Ephesians, the 4th chapter, beginning with verse 17. "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the scriptures. Praise the Lord. May God bless us through his word. And today the topic or the title of the message is The End of Time is Near. The theme is, Lord, teach us to number our days. Praise the Lord. In Genesis, the sixth chapter, here the word of God is letting us know how after God had created the earth and he had made man, he created man, and man began to multiply on the face of the earth. Praise the Lord. As they multiplied, they became corrupt in their mind. As the fifth verse brings out, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. So there was great wickedness, and also the imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was evil continually, only evil. And this caused God to feel hurt or sorry that he made man. So God, he was very grieved about the wickedness that was upon the earth through man. He saw all of this, and he decided that he would destroy man that he had created. Why? Because he said, it repenteth me that I have made him. But someone who found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and that was Noah. So Noah, man, in his generation, he was a just man and perfect in his generation. He walked with God. So just that man and his family, those few, they were walking with God. But all around them, there was great wickedness. There was violence. There was corruption. There was sin. There was all kinds of things going on because in man's imagination and in his mind, it was wickedness, corruption continually. Glory to God. So God made the decision to destroy man, and he spoke with Noah, God on the earth. And behold, he saw the corruption. All flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And so God spoke to Noah and said, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. So to cleanse the earth of all this wickedness, God declared that he would destroy man along with the earth to purify the earth of all of this wickedness. Glory be to God. And so as God instructed Noah to build the ark, he gave him specific directions, and Noah followed those directions. But we see here in our time, after Noah and the earth began to be replenished, praise the Lord, God began to bless where we could hear the word of God and receive the truth. And I believe Apostle Paul began to write to the church at Ephesus. And he said in his testimony, said, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth, from this point on, after receiving the true word of God and after accepting Jesus as your personal Savior," he was urging us not to walk anymore after this point on like the Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, that evil imagination continually. Why? Because their understanding is darkened through all this evil imagination, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. So this wickedness, walking in a way that is not pleasing to God, living in sin and not obeying the laws and commandments of God, will cause us to lose out with the Lord. We are alienated. We are separated from the life of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. We have no hope whatsoever if we continue in sin. Praise the Lord. But God made it possible when he sent Jesus to come down to the earth and die on the cross so that our sins will be taken away. Hallelujah. He made it possible for us to have eternal life. Glory to God. And right now we are living in the last days. Praise the Lord. And the end of time is near, because we see the prophecies of Jesus being fulfilled every day. We hear wars and rumors of war. Amen. We have the pestilence and diseases. Glory to God. The parents have risen up and put their children to death. And children also have risen up and put their parents to death. And the tribulation has increased so much so that it's getting at that level that Jesus described, to a point where it never has been and never will be before. And these things we can see plainly coming to pass each and every day. So it lets us know that the end of time is very near. Glory to God.
Amen.
And we need the Lord to teach us to number our days. Oh, glory
Amen.
To God. As was written in the book of Psalms, the 90th number of Psalms. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. The psalmist said in the 10th verse, "The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear? So is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." So let us not be deceived, glory to God, because the deceiver has gone out to deceive the world. Satan is deceiving people, making them think that because the Lord has delayed his coming, that he will not soon come. But don't be deceived. Hallelujah. The end of time is near. And we don't know how much time we have left. We don't know when our last day is going to be. We can be called away suddenly and unexpectedly. Praise the Lord. But if we apply our hearts to wisdom, glory to God, then we'll understand the importance of being ready any moment. Glory to God. Because at any moment, God can call us out of this world and into the hereafter. Praise be to God. He's already warned us what to look for. And now that we see it coming to pass, it would be our own fault if we don't take heed, if we don't prepare for the coming of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Maybe you've heard warnings before. Maybe you have heard someone tell you that God is calling you to come out of sin. Right now, today is the day of salvation. Time is running out. You don't have the time that you thought you had anymore. Time is shorter now than ever before. So whatever you do, don't put off today, tomorrow, because tomorrow just might be too late. Hallelujah. The end of time is near. So please be mindful to do everything that God has commanded you to do. Do it now. Hallelujah. Because you may not get another chance. Glory be to God. Now I want to encourage you to turn away from wickedness. Turn away from doing wrong. Turn away from these things. Pay attention to the Word of God. Get the Bible and read the Word. Tune in to hear the Word of God as often as you can. Hallelujah. Because the Word of God is going to stand forever. And the Word of God is food for our souls. Without the Word of God, we die. Glory to God. But thank God for His Word. I thank the Lord for these scriptures. Praise the Lord. The Lord is the one who brings us out of darkness. He's the one who delivers us from the bondage of sin. He's the one who opens our understanding to the truth. Glory to God. Because the truth is in Jesus. And He said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Oh, praise the Lord. And whom the Son therefore has made free is free indeed. Glory be to God. So you can hear the truth. The Word of God is truth. Jesus is the Word. He was made flesh and came down here and dwelt among us. But in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. But the Word of God will make you whole. Praise the Lord. It's time now to put off the old man of sin. Put off concerning the former way you used to live, that conversation, that lifestyle that God is not pleased with. Put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt with deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. This is where the enemy attacks. He gets in your mind and tries to blind you to the truth. Tries to make you look in a different direction than you ought to. Hallelujah. Try to get you off of the course that the Lord is guiding you on. Amen. But be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Put off the old way. Put off the old man. Glory to God and everything associated with it. put it off and do as the scripture says and put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. God is calling you to righteousness and true holiness. Today is the day of salvation. Today you can accept Jesus as your personal Savior, even if you don't know him. And you are willing to repent and ask the Lord to forgive you. He will reveal himself to you. He will make himself known unto you. Hallelujah. So let us go to God in prayer and let's believe God together. Amen. If you have any special prayer requests, just let your faith reach out as we pray. We're going to believe God together. Amen. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you right now. We humble our hearts before you, and we ask for mercy. Oh, God, look down upon us with compassion. Oh, Lord Jesus, we ask that you will touch our hearts and our minds. And whatever is in our heart that you're not pleased with, please, Lord, forgive us and take it away from us in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, on behalf of those who have repented and are asking for forgiveness. We pray for them, Lord God, that you'll forgive their sins and take away their sins, Lord. Save their souls, oh God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost and use them for your service. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them strength and power, oh God, power to live right, power to walk upright before you, power against the enemy. Oh, Lord God, you are able to do all things. Lord, look on the youth today. We pray a special prayer for them, asking you to look on them, Lord God, and preserve their lives. Don't let the enemy destroy them. Oh, God, don't let the enemy destroy their minds or corrupt their minds. But, Lord, preserve them, their minds, Lord, and give them a mind to serve you all the days of their life. We know you're able, Lord. Keep them in your protection. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, oh, God, for the bereaved families. Oh, Lord God, and also for our bereaved church family, we ask for comfort and for consolation. Oh, Lord God, be merciful and be close to your people, the family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, look on the Carr family, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord, and help them to go through this difficult time, this trying time, Lord. Please be close to them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray, God, and heal and make everyone whole, Lord, those who are sick in their body, those who are afflicted, my God, those who are suffering with the viruses and the diseases, Lord, make them whole right now as we pray this prayer. Touch, Lord God, lay your healing hand upon them, for you are our God, and you are our healer, and we're depending on you, Lord Jesus. We are looking unto you, oh God. Have mercy today. Be merciful unto us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Remember the backslider, Lord, and help them to return unto you. Oh God, help them to make it back. Give them a little more time, Lord. Give them another chance, Lord Jesus. Help them to return unto you with their whole heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you, and we are taking you at your word. And anything that we should have prayed for or mentioned in this prayer, you know all about it, Lord. We ask that you will grant it right now as we pray. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We thank you for your word today, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for giving us the warning.
warning ahead of time that we can be ready. Oh, Lord, and help us to make preparations. Help us to be ready always. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We believe it right now, and we count it as done. And we thank you, Lord. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise be to God. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for his touch. We just thank the Lord for this broadcast and for all of you who took the time to tune in on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to give way for remarks. Evangelist May, we thank God for her. We're going to give way that she may give remarks, and any other clergy be on at this time, but welcome also to give remarks. God bless. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful message and for the word of God. Glory to God. The times that we are living in now, I'm telling you, it's crucial. And this is serious time. The end of time is near. And we can see the signs of the end of the world and the second coming of Christ. All you have to do is look around in the world, see the things that are going on, how the devil is cutting up, and how the wickedness in the land is taking over. Glory to God. And then her theme was, Lord, hear. Glory to God. Lord,
teach us to number our days.
To number our days. Mm-hmm. Because we don't have that much time. It's appointed unto man once to die. But after this, we got to learn how to count up and consider the number of our days. Our time is near than when we first believed. We are closer now. Glory to God. You don't have to be old. You can be young, because Amen. The young is leaving here just as well as the old. And
yes.
Some of the younger ones are leaving here more so than the older ones. And it's sad. It's sad. And it just stirs my soul to see how the young people are being killed and killing one another. All kinds of wickedness is going on in the world. But we got to learn to number our days before the Lord. We don't know how much longer we're going to have down here. But if you're not ready, if you don't know the Lord, now is the time to get to know him. Go to some church somewhere where you can get the Jesus Christ, so your soul can be saved. And I just thank the Lord for this beautiful message coming through Evangelist, and for the prayer. Prayer is just needed. There's so many people that are in need of prayer, and some asking for prayer. Glory to God. I tell you, it's just so sad. It just breaks my heart to see them in pain, suffering. No one there to comfort them. No one there to pray for them. And I mean somebody that can get a prayer through.
Yes.
Because you have some people, they're praying, but they can't get a prayer through. They're just saying words and making crosses on their chest, but nothing is happening. I tell you, but God is able. He's able. I thank the Lord for the word of God. I want to encourage you, Dennis, continue preaching the word of God, because that's what's going to get the job done, the word. And I encourage you to go on with the Lord also. I thank the Lord for this message too, so I can number my days. Lord, help me, teach me, teach us to number our days. So God bless you, Ben Samin. The service, this part of the service is back over into your hands, unless there's others that would like to chime in and give remarks.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any other remarks at this time? We thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist May. Evangelist Khadija is not on, but we thank God for her. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for all the people of God. God is, he's real. God is
real.
And he is moving in these last days. God is doing mighty things in these last days. The wrath of God is poured out, and we need to learn to number our days. We need, we need to pay attention.
Amen.
Oh, no.
Yes. Nobody is guaranteed to be here. Life is not certain, but death is sure. That
is
the one that is certain. We all are going to die. We have that appointment, like was stated. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But if we don't know the date of our appointment, it's going to happen whether we know the day or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's already scheduled. We can't reschedule it. No, we can't call in and say, well, I cancel my appointment. We can't do that.
Amen.
No. Praise the Lord, but that appointment is already set. It's
Amen.
Already set.
Glory,
be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. This is serious. This is so serious.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. But we have to live like our appointment is going to happen any moment. That's how we should live. We should live like it's coming up any moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage you to take the word of God in, apply it to your heart. Amen. If we number our days, we can apply wisdom to our hearts. Amen. Praise God. We thank the Lord for this broadcast on this afternoon. And I also want to ask you to continue to pray for David Austin. He's a young man that was seeking insurance coverage. I'm an insurance agent, and got to talking to him, and now I just went ahead and adopted him as my son, and he adopted me as his mom. Thank God for him, and I want to encourage him. Praise the Lord. So I ask you to pray for him, David Austin. Amen. So anything else to that?
No, that's it.
All right. Praise God. Well, this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. We look forward to you tuning in with us on Friday at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And also, Evangelist May has her, I failed to announce that, she has her broadcast on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Do you want to bring it out?
Yes.
Say it, Evangelist?
Yes.
Okay, so on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings, she is on at 7 p.m., and it is the Gospel Truth broadcast. You can listen by phone by dialing 563-999-3511, and you can listen by going online to www.blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. Everything is spelled out. She also has a guest call-in line, and that number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 587-681. And you can join us on the broadcast by calling this number. Again, it's 945-218-0218. And the access code is 587-681. In addition, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services
at 12 noon and Wednesday evening prayer at 6 p.m. And this, the Gospel Truth Mission is located at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. All are welcome. Everyone who's in the area, you are certainly welcome to stop in and be blessed. Anything else, Evangelist May?
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Be encouraged and keep our minds on the Lord. Let us continue to seek the Lord. And until Tuesday, if you're joining us for the Gospel Truth broadcast, 7 p.m., or Friday at 7 p.m., may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Bless you, and good night.